Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to an episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon the one who recites Salat, that is Durood, once upon me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, firstly make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn from this episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to remember and share it with your friends and family. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is farewell to the month of Ramadan. If there is no shari'i prohibition on the couplets composed in farewell to the month of Ramadan, then it is mubah and permissible to recite and listen to them. However, it is necessary to make good intentions in order to earn reward. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will gain, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to some intentions about farewell to the month of Ramadan. You can make the intention that I will get advice by reciting or listening to the couplets in farewell of the month of Ramadan. I will develop love for Allah Azza wa Jal, His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and for the month of Ramadan. I will have motivation for good deeds. I will develop the mindset of refraining from sins. From time to time, till the last moments of the blessed months of Ramadan, I will keep trying to shed tears seeking forgiveness in the divine court. Alas, what will become of us? The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, deprived is the one who found Ramadan but was not forgiven. If not in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? You can make the intention that I will attend the ijtima of farewell to the month of Ramadan with the intention of maintaining and enhancing enthusiasm for good deeds. This is because enthusiasm for good deeds is enhanced amongst the pious in the blessed month of Ramadan. Many people refrain from sins in divine fear, but alas, as soon as the blessed month of Ramadan ends, non-observance of Islamic principles and teachings prevails once again, and a decrease in the number of salah offering people is experienced. Alas, masajid look deserted. With these feelings in my heart, and with the intention of refraining from the non-observance of Islamic teachings as well, as that of yearning for the reform of others, I will bid the blessed month of Ramadan farewell, trying to raise divine fear in my heart. Wishing to be blessed with the month of Ramadan the next year, and intending to perform more and more good deeds in it, I will bid farewell to the month of Ramadan this year with tearful eyes. The pious predecessors would get grieved at the end of the blessed month of Ramadan. Therefore, I will copy the pious. I will gain blessings by attending the ijtima of the Allah Almighty fearing people. Alhamdulillah, these types of faith refreshing ijtima'at can be seen in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islam. Since some of the couplets recited in farewell contain prayer for rectification of deeds, good end and forgiveness, etc., I will attend the prayers said in the form of couplets. Since those reciting or listening to couplets in the farewell to Ramadan are usually blessed with weeping and devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in love of the month of Ramadan, I will try to weep in love of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and good deeds. One who has the knowledge of intentions may make more intentions. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Commenting on the part of the hadith, that is, the month of Ramadan has come, which is greatly blessed. A renowned commentator, a great thinker, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, stated on page 137 of his book Mir'at, the word barakat means sitting or getting firm. For the same reason, the stable of camels is called Mubarakul Ibil. That is the place where camels sit and are tied. Moreover, the increased goodness that does not disappear is now also called Barakat. Since the month of Ramadan contains the blessings that can be felt as well as the blessings that are in Ghaib, it is also named the Mubarak month. Naturally, there is blessing in the sustenance of the Muslims in Ramadan, and reward for every good deed is increased 70-fold or even more. Thus, this hadith shows that rejoicing and offering congratulations to each other on the arrival of Ramadan is proved by Sunnah. Obviously, when you rejoice over the arrival of something, you should also grieve over separation from it. Look, when nikah terminates, Sharia requires that the women grieve over it. Hence, on Jumma'atul Wada, that is the last Friday of Ramadan, most Muslims are tearful. Those delivering sermons on this day deliver some sentences in farewell to Ramadan so that the Muslims value the remaining days of Ramadan and attempt to spend more and more time performing good deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how great the month of Ramadan is. When it arrives, the Muslims feel overjoyed, experiencing a different lifestyle. Muslims attend masajid and derive great pleasure from acts of worship and recitation of the Holy Quran. Besides, how wonderful are the moments of sahri and iftar. The blessed month showers rain of mercy upon the Muslims, giving them good news of forgiveness and freeing sinners from hell. In the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, countless devotees of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam perform i'tikaf for the entire month, and thousands of devotees perform i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. During i'tikaf, sunnahs are taught to them. They have motivation of good deeds and hatred towards sins. They are blessed with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and devotion to Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Well, whether a mu'takif or a non-mu'takif, everyone gains the blessings of Ramadan. When the last 10 days of Ramadan approach, the heart of the lovers of Ramadan, especially those of the mu'takifin, sink in grief of Ramadan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir Ahlus Sunnah also writes, my heart is sinking. Alas, the sacred month is going to be separated from us. Regrettably, we are going to lose the spiritually uplifting environment and get stuck in the complicated matters of the world. Alas, once again, we will soon have to go to the marketplaces, the places of heedlessness. Alas, we will soon be missing the blessings of i'tikaf and the merciful atmosphere of Ramadan. These types of thoughts fill the hearts of the lovers of Ramadan with grief. Amir Ahlus Sunnah writes, Tere aane se dil khush hua tha aur zauq-e-ibadat badha tha. Ah, ab dil pe hai gham ka ghalaba. Alwada, alwada maahe Ramazan. Meaning, when Ramadan came, my heart became very happy and my enthusiasm for worship had grown. But now my heart is overcome with grief and hence I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one feels greatly sad when he thinks about the heedlessness during the days of Ramadan and about his carelessness during the acts of worship. One feels deep fear in the heart, thinking that our beloved Lord might be displeased with us due to our misdeeds. At the same time, one also pins hopes on the infinite mercies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is mixed feeling of fear and hope. At times, when one hopes for the divine mercy, the withering flower of his heart blooms, bringing happiness on his face. And sometimes, when one is overcome with divine fear, his heart sinks, bringing disappointment on his face and tears in his eyes. Amir Ahl Sunnat wrote this couplet as well. The translation is, I have not succeeded in performing any good deed. What I can present are only a few drop of tears, which are only an asset of mine. Hence, I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Devotees of Ramadan feel deep anxiety, thinking that the blessed month of Ramadan will certainly come the next year, but we don't know whether we will be alive or not. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat writes, Jab guzar jayenge maah 11, teri aamad ka phir shor hoga, kya meri zindagi ka bharosa, alwada, alwada maah Ramazan. Meaning, after 11 months, Ramadan will arrive again with its glory, but there is no guarantee of my life. Hence, I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. A saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, people of previous ages prayed for being blessed with Ramadan even 6 months before the arrival of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. And for the next 6 months after Ramadan, they would pray for the acceptance of the acts of worship they performed in Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers on Madani Channel, during the last days and last moments of Ramadan, if any lover of Ramadan gets sad and sheds tears in love and grief for Ramadan, feeling that he spent Ramadan in heedlessness, so this is also an excellent deed. He also deserves being rewarded for his good intention. No doubt, countless sinners are forgiven in the blessed month of Ramadan. But we don't know what the decision about us was made. Certainly, the heedless Muslim deprived of forgiveness in the month of Ramadan was deprived of the unimaginably great blessing. The beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, translation, may the nose of the person get dusty who finds Ramadan, which then passes before he is forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat writes, alas, I continued to avoid worshipping the Lord. I spent entire Ramadan in heedlessness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I kept sleeping wrapped in the shawl of heedlessness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Shu'ayb rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great Sufi saint from Egypt who resided in Mecca and passed away in 810 Hijri. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, O people, get sad about separation from Ramadan because it is the season, that is the month in which you are blessed with rain of mercy and your prayers are answered. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to another saying of Sayyidina Shu'ayb rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Shu'ayb rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, my brothers, why shouldn't we have the motivation for the siyam and qiyam, that is fast during days and worships at night in the month of Ramadan? Why shouldn't we have sadness about separation from the blessed month of Ramadan, in which all the sins of the bondsmen are forgiven? And why shouldn't we cry over separation from the blessed month of Ramadan, which takes with it the opportunity of performing a lot of good deeds? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the Shari'i proof of farewell to the month of Ramadan. Reciting and listening to the couplets composed in farewell to Ramadan is indeed an excellent deed. It is neither fard nor wajib, nor it is a sunnah. Instead, it is only mubah and permissible. A mubah deed is the one that neither earns reward nor sin. A mubah deed is the one that earns neither reward nor sin. If performed with a good intention, a mubah deed turns into a mustahab and a reward-earning deed. Hence, it is a reward-reaping deed to recite and to listen to the couplets in farewell to Ramadan with good intentions, such as feeling shame on sins and carelessness and intending to spend the next Ramadan performing good deeds. Replying to a question asked about Khutbatul Wada, that is the farewell sermon, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said, the farewell sermon is mubah itself, and every mubah deed, if performed with a good intention, turns into mustahab. However, if it contains any shari'i prohibited thing, such as mixed gathering of males and females, or considering the farewell sermon to be wajib or necessary, or women reciting the couplets so loudly that men hear them, or reciting shari'i contradicting couplets, so the ruling on it may range from makruh to haram. Although the way farewell is said to Ramadan these days is new, there is no harm in it by Sharia. Remember, one cannot be blamed for doing or nor doing a mubah deed. The revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, halal is that which Allah Azza wa Jal declared halal in his book, and haram is that which Allah Azza wa Jal declared haram in his book, and that which is undeclared is forgiven. Commenting on the part of the hadith, and that which is undeclared is forgiven, a renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, that is, the things which were not declared halal or haram, neither in Quran nor in hadith, that is, they were not even mentioned anywhere, so those things are halal, such as eating a mango or an orange or eating sweet rice. All these are examples of mubah deeds. Similarly, the sweets distributed on the occasion of Milad and Fatiha are all halal. Why? Simply because the Quran and Hadith did not declare these things to be haram. This is an Islamic principle applied in most situations. The respected father of Ala Hazrat, Ra'isul Mutakallimeen, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, certain things are mubah, that is, if there is no harm in doing these things or missing any deed by Sharia, so it is mubah and permissible by Sharia. Reciting and listening to the couplets in farewell to Ramadan causes an effect on the hearts, making a person realize the importance of Ramadan, remember his misdeeds, and develop the mindset of repentance. Therefore, it is something really excellent. Without doubt, a blessed hadith has granted the permission of introducing good practices in religion till the judgment day. The beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, if a person promotes a good practice in Islam that was acted upon after him, so he will get its reward like the reward of those acting upon it without any reduction in their reward. And if the one who promotes an evil practice in Islam that was acted upon after him, so he will have its sin like the sin of those acting upon it without any reduction in their sins. Amir Ahle Sunnat writes, the lovers of Ramadan are bitterly weeping and with a heavy heart and anxious soul. Whom should we tell our tale of woes? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, look, Ramadan is leaving us. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today was farewell to the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us for the sake of this blessed month. Ameen. Bijah al-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.